It will be my pleasure, Your Highness, to be a companion in your misery.
Perhaps if you might make me laugh this evening, I might consider sharing part of my misfortune with you. Do you suppose I might be able to laugh tonight?
I sincerely hope so, Your Highness. I have endeavored to prepare for this evening's entertainment a delightful little dramatic intrigue.
Oh, what is the title of this mystery?
The Revenge of the Fledermaus.
It sounds boring. I never laugh at mysteries.
I think you will find that this one has definite comic possibilities. I am attempting to play a small practical joke on an old friend of mine in return for his having allowed me to make a fool of myself some years back. And even now, the curtain is rising on the first scene. Shall we withdraw momentarily, Your Highness, and await developments?
Major General Stanley and daughters.
Adele! What a surprise to see you here. But how did you get in?
How? You invited me yourself. In your letter, you said I should take the night off, borrow one of my mistress's evening gowns, and come to a party at Villa Orlovsky tonight.
Someone must be playing a joke on you. I haven't written to you for months.
Oh, dear. I had old Auntie on her deathbed and was practically in mourning before I got the night off. And then I had to sneak out of the house without my mistress seeing I was wearing one of her gowns. And you say it's all a joke. What shall I do?
Well, you don't look too bad. I suppose I could take a chance since no one here knows you and introduce you as a friend of mine.
Good evening, lady. Nice to see you both here.
Dr. Barker, please help us. Someone tricked me into coming into this party, and now it turns out I'm not even invited.
The scoundrel. But never fear, for tonight you shall be Mademoiselle Olga, the famous actress.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world-famous Heuchlers, Mademoiselle Ida, the lovely ballerina, and her sister, Mademoiselle Olga, the famous actress.
Now, that wasn't so difficult, was it? But I must introduce you to the prince. Your Highness, may I present Mademoiselle Ida and Mademoiselle Olga. Mademoiselle Olga is an actress.
It is my pleasure, lady. I have always been very fascinated by actresses. Tell me, what sort of roles do you play?
Well,
Mademoiselle Olga is best known for parts where she plays a chambermaid. Oh, Your Highness's guests seem to be enjoying themselves in the gaming salon. Would Your Highness care to try his luck?
There is no such thing as luck when I play. If I lose to the house, I have won. If I win from the house, I have lost. But perhaps two ladies would have good fortune, Mr. House of Commons. Would you care to try your luck with the contents of this parlor?
Oh, yes, Your Highness. Thank you. Come along, Olga.
Sir Joseph Porter and Cousin Hebe. Lady Hebe.
Now tell me, Doctor, what is involved in this mystery you are concocting?
I wouldn't want to spoil the suspense, Your Highness. But as for that Olga, she's no actress.
I've a certain of that.
She is, in reality, the chambermaid of our hero, who is entirely unaware that I have also invited his wife and the warden of the prison where he is presently supposed to be serving a term. In fact, he's about to make his grand entrance right now. For tonight, we shall call him the Marquis de Renard.
You will have to do better than this, Doctor. I can't even raise a chuckle.
Le Marquis de Renard.
Ah, Falcon, there you are. I would have been here sooner, but I thought I'd better avoid meeting any policemen on the way. Well, where are all the ladies?
You'll see them soon enough.
Not soon enough for me. But who's that?
Oh, that is the Prince. Come, let me introduce you. Your Highness, may I present an old friend of mine, the Marquis de Renard. Marquis, our host, Prince Alexander Orlovsky.
Welcome to my villa, Marquis. Just spare cushion to the repas, throw us a peep.
What did he say?
That's French. He thinks it's your native language. Just agree with him, Marquis.
Oui, oui.
I hope you can find enough here this evening to entertain you.
Oh, I'm sure I shall. Dr. Falke has promised me a most entertaining evening.
I hope that we shall both enjoy it equally.
What do your guests usually do to entertain themselves, Your Highness?
It is the rule of this house that my guests are free to do as they choose. Whether or not they amuse themselves is their responsibility.
If at my house you are a guest, there are few rules to learn. You're free to do what you like best, that is my sole concern. If you don't like our company, you're free to be alone. Or if you like chagrin party, you're strictly on your own. But there's one thing that I can't stand, and that's a crashing war. I sense it when I shake his hand and throw him out the door. If you're a bore whom I can't stand, I'll throw you out the door. I wish that you would ask me why I act the way I do. Why I act the way I do. It's one of his only custom, Chakasambo. It's one of his only custom, Chakasambo. Perhaps you like the gambling den and lose more than you own. But never fear, one of my men can always float alone. Or if your taste is more postponed, we can accommodate. There's lots of room here to cover for all the data tape. Oh yes, there is one final thing, one last rule of the house. Don't ever let me hear you sing an opera by Strauss. I hate an opera you can sing, including Fledermaus. I wish that you would ask me why I act the way I do. Why I act the way I do. It's all of his only custom, Chakasambo. It's one of his only custom, Chakasambo.
One should be aware of these national eccentricities.
That is true. And now I hope that you will enjoy yourself at my expense, as Dr. Falke has promised me that I shall enjoy myself at yours.
Are you making fun of me?
Not at all. Dr. Parker has simply promised me that I shall laugh at you this evening.
Well, I generally am the life of the party.
Nike and Mrs. Poole.
Please forgive us, but I'm afraid we must return the wallet empty.
We lost everything.
Everything?
In the wallet, Your Highness.
Out one pocket, in another.
Good heavens, isn't that Adele?
Oh dear, my master, what shall I do?
Just play your part.
She's bound to recognize me. What shall I do?
Just play your part, Marquis. Come, I'll introduce you. Miss Olga, may I present the Marquis de Renard. Marquis, Miss Olga is a budding young actress.
Miss Olga, have you always been Miss Olga?
Have you always been a Marquis, Marquis?
I take it you're just starting out on your career.
My dear Marquis, haven't you ever taken in one of my performances?
I suspect I'm being taken in by one right now.
You were right, Dr. Palka. I shall laugh tonight. Ha! Marquis, are you upset about something?
Oh, it's nothing at all. I just thought I noticed a slight resemblance.
A resemblance? To whom, Marquis?
Yes, Marquis, to whom?
To a chambermaid I once knew.
A chambermaid?
Come quickly and discover a joke you must not miss.
The facts will soon uncover.
What's up, what do you mean by this?
See this delightful lady, from the Marquis, Mr. Fort. No, it's too amusing.
Try and guess.
His lack of taste he has displayed by calling me a maid.
Actions are surprising. Surely you know better how ill behaved.
How ill behaved.
She looked exactly like my maid.
How ill behaved.
How ill behaved.
That's just my downfall, I'm afraid.
My feet are as small.
Marquis, I trust that you will be more wary of chambermaid.
Please forgive me, Miss Olga, but you did remind me of my chambermaid. I trust you will allow me to make amends.
Le Chevalier Chagrin.
And now, we add another to the plot.
Chagrin, who might that be?
He is Frank, warden of the prison where our hero is supposed to be confined at this very moment.
That might be a little amusing.
Your Highness, may I present the Chevalier Chagrin. Chevalier, our host, Prince Orlovsky.
You'll pardon me, Your Majesty, but I'm sorry I'm late.
Not at all, Chevalier. Welcome to Villa Orlovsky. And allow me to present you a distinguished countryman of yours, whom I'm sure you would avoid conversing in your native language.
Oh, we wouldn't wish to be impolite. Besides, I speak a dialect that very few Frenchmen understand.
The same difficulty is true of me.
I insist that you speak at least a few words of greeting in your native tongue.
Sir Delphine Murgatroyd and Lady Margaret.
Jean d'Arc.
Sacre bleu.
Cul-de-sac.
Mon Dieu.
Crêpe Suzette.
Oui, monsieur.
Crème de menthe.
Pasta toot.
I trust that you two have never met.
Regretfully, no.
In the future, however, I hope that we shall be able to see much more of each other.
I dare say you can count on that.
Duke of Dunstable and Lady Jane.
Your Highness, couldn't we eat? I'm simply starved.
Really? You don't look it. Ladies and gentlemen, please be patient for a while longer. We are expecting a very important guest, an Hungarian countess, who is very anxious to attend our party, but must take certain precautions.
The poor woman must be married.
Quite so. And her husband is extraordinarily jealous. I must request that each of you respect her disguise.
While we await her arrival, may I suggest a short promenade in the Rose Gardens?
So, would you care to know what time it is?
Marquis, what a lovely watch.
Marquis, this is Countess X.
So the scoundrel calls himself a marquis.
Best wishes, Countess. Lots of luck, Marquis.
She's sure to nibble at this bait.
If I could only get that watch, what magnificent evidence. Ah, Marquis, what a lovely watch.
I brought it with me this evening to present to some deserving lady as a token of my esteem.
Ah, I hope that I shall be worthy of you. But tell me, Marquis, are you married?
Madam, do I look as if I'm married?
No. At the moment, I would say that a wife was the farthest thing from your mind.
She's nibbling already. I must woo her, 'tis my duty. First apply her, then deny her. Oh, my watch will win her heart if she'll only let me start.
There's a silence, or a nervous voice. I find it safe of kissing, quiet dismissing any guilty thoughts of jail. His wish, unless I fail, he'll safe inside a jail.
Oh, how soon is my retreat? Won't you raise your mask in greeting and reveal yourself to me?
Oh, my dear Marquis, I ask you, please don't ask me to unmask, for the customs so decree that one respects each mask in me. He remembers one September, how it burns
by a
Thank you.
Dr. Polka told us. I wonder what she looks like without her mask. Shall we ask her to take it off?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a rule of this house that every lady has the right to uncover or cover as much as she chooses.
Oh, yes. But how can we be sure that she's really Hungarian?
My music! The songs of my fatherland will speak for me.
tell me, Dr. Falca, what is this joke you promised me? What is the story of the player mouse?
That was a little joke of mine in which the doctor played a leading role.
Oh, tell us.
Tell us about it.
Tell us about it.
Well, if you insist. 3 years ago, the Marquis and I attended a masquerade party. The Marquis was disguised as a butterfly. And I as a bat. Or more appropriately, a fledermaus. I was completely sewn up in a long brown skin with long claws, wide wings, and a bright yellow beak. We enjoyed ourselves immensely, and little did I realize how often the Marquis drank to my health and how much more frequently I returned his salute.
I had an extra special joke in mind. After the party, I drove the doctor in my carriage to the outskirts of town, stretched him out under a tree, and drove back without him. He was totally unaware of the whole thing.
When the sun finally awakened me the next morning, I had to march all the way across town like a refugee from some animal farm in order to reach my home. My costume became the joke of the day.
And ever since then, he's been known as Dr. Fledermaus.
But tell me, Doctor, have you never avenged yourself for this ridiculous joke?
Not yet. But to put something off is not necessarily to give it up. Perhaps by morning, we shall see the outcome of the revenge of the Fledermaus. Decide which of us is the better at practical joking.
We shall drink to it. Champagne, the king of all wines. A toast to his sparkling majesty and all his loyal subjects.
Champagne!
The vineyard's fiery river, tra-la-la-la-la-la, those berries cultivate, la-la-la-la-la-la. A king will always cherish the wreath of loyal guests. A king is subject loyal, with wine from vineyard royal. A toast, a toast, it pledges that he will honor the monarch of the honor, the monarch of the honor.
A toast, a toast, a toast.
Throughout the land we toast his name, praise his name. Champagne, our king is great as we proclaim.
Throughout the land we toast his name, praise his name. Toast him to champagne, our king is great as we proclaim. We only toast in our
thank you. Marquis. Merci, merci, merci.
To your health, Chevalier and Marquis.
Merci, merci, merci.
Merci, merci, merci.
Listen, I pray, to what I say.
Tell us,
I see that into fairs you're divining, that many hearts a new love are confining. Suppose in a union we all join tonight, as sisters and as brothers mine.
In a union of brotherhood, that's good.
We preserve our hearts in brotherhood.
I would join, lovely lady, if I could.
But suppose we miss in this fine chance for kissing.
With glass in hand.
circle twirling, now let us see who wants his best.
Yes, let them press in your walls, and we'll see who wants his
asking, let me see.